Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes DiMaggio trying to get to third. Grace throws the ball into Clift, who tags DiMaggio for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift fires to second and picks off Kramer for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Cronin moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio moves to third. Kramer moves to second. John Whitehead now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino scores. Clift moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball four. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Tabor moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lefty Mills now pitching. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Doerr trying to get to home. Grace throws the ball into Swift who tags Doerr who's trying to score from second, for the out. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Glenn moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Grace reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hefner moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to third. One out. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Hefner scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Grace goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Browns. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tabor trying to get to third. Radcliffe throws the ball into Clift, who tags Tabor for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Earl Johnson pinch runs for Jimmy Fox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Glenn scores. Johnson moves to third. It's Red Sox, 6, Browns, 6. Bill Trotter now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. DiMaggio scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Browns 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter takes first base on ball four. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trotter moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Trotter scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Browns 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Clift steals second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Finney steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Bob Swift. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Bill Cox now pitching. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Cronin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-7, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-7, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 4 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.